verse, then they took the body of Jesus and wound it in linen cloths with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. They buried him according to the way that the Jews bury. Okay, now in the place where he was crucified. Okay. I'm going to read that. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden. And in a garden, a new sepulcher, was never man yet laid. You know what? The other gospel identified this as Joseph owning this. He was a rich man. And the way they describe it in other of a gospel, that this was an amazing tomb. It was a tomb fit for a king. It was a very, very nice tomb. And that's where they put him. There they laid Jesus, therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day. The Jews were so religious. They were so into religion, you know, doing things that they call right. But we see at this burial that God had prepared. He had prepared so long ago. You know, one preacher he was preaching, he said, now, Jesus, how poor Jesus was. He said Jesus didn't even own a tomb for his burial. Well, if you're going to only be there 3 days, you didn't really need to own it. But he prepared. I want y'all to know he prepared for it. Way back in the Old Testament, Isaiah said, I saw it. He prepared for this burial. Because it was important, the burial is just as important as it is of him going to the cross. And not only, I see him, my time is getting away from me. And not only, it's one other person I want to bring into here with you, and that's Mary. It's very important that we bring her in here because, okay, I'm just going to read it to you. Okay, let me see where I want to start it. Okay, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment, and poured it on his head as he sat at meat, and also on his feet. And the other gospel tells about how she anointed his feet. So this ointment, but when the disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste? They saw it as a waste. But this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. Now, we all know that Jesus loved the poor. But this is one time Jesus spoke up. Okay, let's hear what he said. They said this could have been, they said, this is a waste. She just pouring it out like when we read in the Old Testament that it was poured out on Aaron's head. They said, for this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, why trouble ye the woman? For she has wrought a good work upon me. For yea, have the poor always with you. But me, you won't have always with you. For in that she has poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my what? For my burial. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman has done, be told for a memorial of her. I had to tell it because he said, wherever, you know, the gospel of this is preached. And that's what I was doing today. I'm teaching, I'm preaching you. And I had to bring this lady up because she was doing that. Now, as I read it in the other gospel, it says it was spikenard, and it was very costly, and it cost so much. It was very expensive. That's the reason them disciples, and I know Judas was in there among it. That's the reason they was getting very upset. They were like, this stuff is costly. She just could have gave it to the ministry. And we could have took it and sold it and got a lot of money. We could have got a lot of money for this. What is, did Jesus realize how much this costs? You know, so Jesus just had to straighten them out because they were getting very upset with the lady. They know they couldn't do it with Jesus, but they said, hey, we're going to tell this lady, you done missed it now. You're doing something wrong here. They was treating her like she had done something wrong. Jesus said, leave her alone because she has done no wrong here. No wrong at all. But she's done this for my burial. Okay, I'm gonna read it out of Mark. 'Cause Mark tells you exactly the name of his ointment. He called it, let me just read it. And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he said at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious. And she broke the box and poured it on him. And there were some that was indignation, and they were wondering why he allowed her to do this. But the lady was so full of worship, she even cried and washed his feet with the tears. She was just so full of worship. Because no doubt she had heard the teaching that he was going away. And she was sorrowful in her heart. And she demonstrated out of her heart her love for the Lord. And if you're on this line tonight, I want you to know that you are demonstrating your love for the Lord. You could have been anywhere. You didn't have to come to this barrel. You could have been anywhere doing anything you wanted to do. But out of your love, your care for the Lord, you wanted to hear his word. This is a king's barrel. You know, as we, you know, go on and study it, it began to say how after they put him in the rich man's tomb and all that, and how they buried him, how the soldiers and other people began to say, well, this, he said that he was going to rise in 3 days, and what we think going to happen, his disciples going to come and take his body and say he was resurrected. But his disciples, they was in fear of their own life. They were operating in fear. So they didn't even remember he had said 3 days I'm going to rise there. I mean, when you're in fear, fear steals faith. They forgot because they were in fear. People of God, we can't forget what God has told us, what Jesus has told us. Because people are in such fear about Corona, they forget faith. They forget what Jesus said. That I'm with you always. They'll forget that he's moving still. He's still moving. He's getting ready to do a mighty work in the land. But that's what fear will do. Fear will rob you. It robbed the disciples. I mean, the soldiers and Pilate, all of them, they had, they remembered his words. Where the disciples was in fear, they had forgotten his words. That he was going to be resurrected in 3 days. So they told Pilate, say, hey, put a seal on it, get some people to watch. They doing this for a dead man now that supposedly be dead. He's this much threat to him dead. He's a threat to him live. Now he's a threat to him dead. But I don't care how much watch, how much all that they put there. If Jesus said he's going to rise, he was resurrected. And the word of God tells us the same spirit that resurrected him lives in us. The same, nothing different. The same. Now, we're not going to go over into the resurrection. I'm trying to close this burial out because I'm way beyond my time. Let me just go and close it out. But I want you to know if God was, and if he did it in Isaiah day, did prepare for that burial, what you think he's doing for you now? He hadn't changed. The word of God said, if he freely give us Jesus, he's going to give us all things. We have the victory. Praise God. Okay, we got to stop now and take communion. I'm way over time. I'm not going to ask you to forgive me because this is what sometimes you do when you go to a burial. Okay, let's go to communion. Let's try to shift here. Praise God, because he did get out the grave and he's alive. And this communion we're doing is alive. We're doing it as a live statement. Not a dead statement, a live statement. And as we hold up the bread, I want you to get the bread. I want you to hold it up. The most important thing at this table that's been prepared for us is that the most important thing is the presence of Jesus here. It's his presence. The presence of the Holy Spirit. His presence here with us is what makes the difference at this table that has been prepared for us. And as we hold the bread up, we decree and declare that this is the bread that came down from heaven. This is the bread that says our healing. And Lord, we thank you that by your stripes, we decree and declare that we are healed as we eat this bread. hold this cup up. Lord, we thank you. We call this the cup of blessing.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
This is the cup of blessing. All your blessings and all your precious promises have blood on it. The blood of Jesus. This is the new covenant. And Lord, I thank you for the bread and the blood coming together. Because when you bring the body and the blood together, you got life. You have his life. And that's what we want, his life. His life is a more abundant life. And Lord, we do thank you, Lord, that you have made provision for us in this cup. Prosperity. We thank you, Lord Jesus, is in this cup. We thank you healing is in this cup. We thank you protection is in this cup, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that all the precious promises are in this cup. And as we drink it, Lord, we receive your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's drink from that cup. Praise God. I thank God for each of you that are on today. And I just want y'all to have a great weekend. Amen. And be blessed. And just remember that God loves us.
Amen.
And he got this.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Keep our faith toward him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Is Deborah Harris on the call?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I want to give you your answer. I see where you messaged me. Let me go back and see it. He could not bring it back to earth or take it into heaven. Were you talking about our sins or our diseases?
All of the curse of the law that he took on for us. When he went into hell, did he leave it there since that's where it came?
He didn't have to. The blood took care of it. He gave his spirit to God, to his Father. And it was taken care right then and right there at the cross. Everything he did in the grave, he did it with victorious. The different places, I didn't get a chance to go there. The different places that he went to when he was buried, he did everything in victory, with nothing in defeat. He didn't have to take our sins and our, I'm going to give you a scripture that tells you that it was completed at the cross. The blood of Jesus completed it. And not only the blood of Jesus, he gave God his spirit. And God does what he do with us when we give him our spirit. He didn't have to take it. That the blood was enough. When Jesus went to the different places he went to when he was 3 days there, he went there victoriously. See, he could not spoil principalities if he went there defeated with our sickness and that was settled at the cross. That was done away with at the cross. If you said he had to take it to hell, you're saying the cross wasn't enough. The blood wasn't enough. And God took his Father took his spirit. Everything was enough. That's the reason he could not be buried with the criminals. Because he wasn't seen as a criminal anymore. Because he took all that. All that was settled at the cross. Everything was settled. He didn't have to go. I know some people teach he had to go to hell for us. He had to, you know. No, he did. It was done at the cross. Now, when he went down there, descended down there to the Lord, he didn't send down, he didn't go there defeated. If he had taken our sin and our sickness down, he would have gone down there defeated. And they probably would have kept him in hell.
He went in victory.
He went down in victory.
When he went to that cross, he said, it is finished.
Ha, ba, ba, shakaya. The blood was enough.
Hallelujah.
Even Jesus, his spirit, that was enough. That's the reason, I just said, we can't lay him in no any kind of tomb.
No.
After all this, all that he went through with the cross, he had to suffer no more. He didn't have to suffer anymore. It was enough. It was enough. Yeah, he had some other things he had to go do.
He had to take the keys.
But he did it
from the devil. He took the keys from the devil.
He did it. He did it in victory. If he had did it in defeat, he wouldn't have been able to. But
amen. Hallelujah.
I hope I'm answering your question in some kind of way. I know for years it had been taught that he went down in hell for us. He had to go. He took our sickness and he took our... No, he didn't. The cross was enough. He ain't suffered no more once he got off the cross. Amen. Even when they laid him in the rich man's tomb.
Amen.
I just say, ain't nowhere in the world I'm going to put him in a criminal, because he ain't no more criminal. Yeah, he took, on the cross, he took all that.
Amen.
But when that blood came out on that side, John said, oh, I see eternal life. The blood and the water. John said, I'm going to write about this in the epistle. He said, there's three that bear record on earth. The blood, the spirit, and the water. Said it was finished. Said it was enough.
Amen.
Now, I know they still preach that. But the Bible preached different. It said it was enough. It was enough. And by Jesus giving Father his spirit, I mean, good Lord, Jesus. The cross took care of it. Now, Sister Deborah, are you still there? Sister Deborah.
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here. I'm still here.
I know it. I know it may, cause, I mean, a lot of stuff been teach for years. It's kind of hard to kind of navigate through those things. But he didn't have to take it to heaven. He didn't have to take it to hell because it was dealt with on the cross. The blood and everything he did on the cross was enough. Okay. Maybe you just pray on it, sis. Just pray on it. Just take your time and just... pray on it and digest it, but did that anyway help you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Love you. Have a good night. Love y'all. Right, chat with y'all later.
Love y'all, guys.
Love you too.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye.